So I'm Spencer Flood. I'm originally from the DASL Cokato FFA chapter, and I'm currently serving as the Minnesota FFA state treasurer.
Spencer, I want to talk about convention. That's where we're at today. But before that, tell me about an experience that you had in Washington, D.C. last month that involved a very special introduction.
Yes, so I was fortunate enough to travel to Washington, D.C. with one of my teammates for National Agriculture Day, where we get together and celebrate all the wonderful things about egg. And I received an email about 2 days before I was going to get there asking me if I wanted to introduce the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, at the National Egg Day ceremony, where they would be, Mike Pence would be talking and presenting the proclamation from President Trump declaring it National Egg Day. And I was extremely excited. I think I replied to the email within 30 seconds of getting it. And so it was a really amazing experience. I got to sit in front of the stage with Secretary Perdue while Mike Pence talked. And then I also got to go up on stage and get a picture with them afterwards holding the proclamation. And that was I never imagined when I put my blue jacket on 6 years ago that I would be introducing the Secretary of Agriculture and meeting the Vice President. And that is just where I just realized that FFA truly gives our members opportunities that they never expect.
Having that kind of exposure up close to those officials, what kind of a sense did you get from them as far as the importance of agriculture overall, but really the importance of young people being involved in agriculture?
Yes, Secretary Perdue has been really good about putting agriculture and youth in agriculture at the forefront of the USDA, and that is really good for us. They actually just put in the Farm Bill to have a youth coordinator that brings together all the different types of youth organizations. So that includes FFA, 4-H, Egg Future of America, and all of the different ones that come together to make sure that we are building up the future leaders of agriculture. And I think that they truly understand that transitioning over to the next generation of agriculture is important, and that gives me the greatest feeling, because they're out there talking to people and making sure that we're doing the right thing in legislative way, but I get to work with our members and show them where their place is in agriculture, and making that connection through a youth coordinator and even me getting to meet these people was very rewarding, and making sure that we are going where we need to go, and that is wonderful.
Because you're on a tight schedule, just briefly, how has convention been so far?
Convention has been a blast. I have been looking forward to this all year. We have gotten to see FFA members that we have met all year and just get together to go beyond and make sure that when our decisions matter and we can decide where we go.
What are your future plans?
I am currently studying agricultural education at the South Dakota State University, and so I plan on being an ag teacher and making sure that I can impact as many students around me as I can to make sure that they find their passions in agriculture.
Spencer, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.